I have never really got football. Not just as a sport, but as an institution. It is isolated and inevitably has built an entirely separate culture to almost everything else. It is different to almost everything else. The bad language, the rowdy behaviour, crowds and players alike, frustration and unhappiness, okay, there are some times of joy. None of this happens to the same degree in other sports. But any culture that is utterly isolated in its own world and its own norms inevitably takes leave of its senses. So it came as no surprise to find Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs taking a dim view of what was allegedly going on in the off-pitch world of football. In late April, we had the full headline treatment of dawn raids on some of the biggest football clubs in the world and the arrest of senior management figures. This sort of thing is not new in the football world. There have always been tax issues when dealing with the astronomical amounts that can be earned from what they term image rights and how you account for them. And there have always been difficulties when it came to transfer fees and where chunks of payments might have gone in terms of agents, managers, and anyone else who might have found a wedge in their hands. And this being an international world, there are always issues of who is resident, where and when. Hence the cagey announcement from HMRC that it had arrested several men working within the professional football industry for a suspected income tax and national insurance fraud, and had deployed 180 officers across England and France, searching offices, arresting people and seizing business records, financial records, computers and mobile phones. And they added that, "This criminal investigation sends a clear message that whoever you are, if you commit tax fraud, you can expect to face the consequences." Newcastle United and West Ham United, two of the clubs raided, had been involved in two huge transfer deals in recent months, one estimated at £15.6 million and the other at £24.9 million. And to follow this up, HMRC announced, via the publication of Treasury Minutes, that it has set up a specialist team to review all compliance risks involved in football. All of this is welcome and worthy, but as John Thompson, HMRC chief executive and stout Norwich City fan, ought to well know, the real problem is that football sees itself as a world apart. It is the culture, starting with the dismantling of segregation, which needs to change. But meanwhile, I hear you ask, what about your own footballing career? Well, a long time ago, I once took part in a five-a-side match against another newspaper. We all dressed in black tie, except for our goalie. He decided to hire a guerrilla outfit for the occasion. And he was our tax editor.